Hey everyone, this is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our August 11th, our early August podcast, episode number 138. Digital tickets, smartphones, oh my, $700 dinners, you name it, in order or not. Oh my goodness, what the hell is he going to talk about today, you ask? Well, let's just get started. But as always, I want to acknowledge our wonderful digital audience that's here today. Hey, everybody. Same old faces, same old places. Well, if you follow the podcast or if you're a member of our Facebook group, please consider joining Casinos USA. We have over 1,000 members. But hey, let's start with smart fans. Okay, we have a dog named Oliver. Real cutie. Little snuggle puss. All right. Came to us from Las Vegas. Our daughter Jill flew him here back to Pittsburgh, and he decided to stay with Nan and Pap. All right. Two most important things for Oliver every morning is, where's Nan, where's Pap? That's all he cares about. Never had a dog show so much affection toward Nan and Pap before. We had a lot of great dogs, but nothing like Oliver. Well, anyway, Oliver gets an email from his veterinarian saying, hey, Oliver, we want you to confirm your appointment. Well, acting on Oliver's behalf, I confirmed it. We'll be at his appointment tomorrow morning. Oh, God. And I'm not stopping there. So as we've talked about endlessly for the last 2 months, Jenny and I are going to the Notre Dame BYU game in October at Allegiant Stadium. We're flying out to Las Vegas, staying a couple of days at the M, and then going to move to the Luxor with an elite room, not one of those cheap pyramid rooms. Elite room has a refrigerator and coffee service because the Luxor is really great proximity to Allegiant Stadium. There's a back road. You can just walk right to the stadium. So we're all pumped up. But you know what? The tickets are digital. Notre Dame went to digital tickets last year. I didn't get a ticket last year to any game, so I didn't know. But this season, it's their second year with digital tickets. It's my first experience with digital tickets. Hey, don't worry. You get them the morning of the game, guaranteed by 10 a.m., if not sooner. Oh, God. And then what? Then you got to prepare, man. You got to understand what a wallet is, you know. You got to move those tickets to your wallet. You know, you can't print them out. No, it doesn't work. Allegiant Stadium, you got to have, you know, the cute code, I guess, that they're going to zap you with. Oh, man. Digital tickets to a Notre Dame football game. What in the hell has the world come to? Oh, my goodness. And it's terrible. I just decided to look at my phone and study it. You know, once I had to download all these different apps for these tickets. Hey, I have, I don't know, over 100 apps on my phone. My wife tells me all the time, why don't you delete some of those apps? I got gambling apps. I got airline flight apps. I got gaming company apps. M Life and Caesars, because, you know, I'm making reservations. I got Players Club apps. Oh, I got the Live. I got Pittsburgh. I got the Meadows. It goes on. I got the Live Casino in Westmoreland, Pittsburgh Live. I have Nemecolon's Lady Luck. Oh, come on. I have so many damn casino apps. And then I have podcasts. You know, I listen to podcasts. Not, I mean, there's a lot of great podcasts out there on the same topics that we're talking about. And I'll give them all their due. And so, you know, I either have iHeartRadio on or the podcast apps on, or I'm on some other app, and I get a message from the, you know, from the iPhone, which now talks to you. You average 7 hours a day on your phone. Come on, give me a break. But let's just start with all those incredible things. What are we going to do about them, you know? You just got to live with them. If you don't have an email address, if you don't have an Android or an iPhone, you can't go to Notre Dame football games, no matter where they're played. Digital tickets. Oh, help me. All right. So I go on YouTube. I want to see what's happening, especially with these younger people, you know. And there's a fella, he goes solo, and he's into Epicurean, you know, he's into enjoyment of food, all right? And he goes very detailed, explicit details about his stay at the Bellagio for 4 days in a common resort room, which would, you know, not talking about gambling comps or anything, would run him probably about $1,500. Well, he spent another $1,500 on food. He had a $700 dinner by himself at the Bellagio. Now, before we heap loads of criticism on him, I thought about this. I was thinking, when I watched this, I thought, man, there's no way in the world I would spend $700 on a meal by myself anywhere. At the Bellagio or anywhere else. I could have been at the Vatican. I don't care. I'm not spending $700 on a meal that I'm eating by myself. Maybe if it's with family members and I'm picking up the tab, you know, by myself. Come on. I'll go for that South Point hot dog or for that $9 steak at Ellis Island, which I can take to $7.95 with $5 plate. Come on. Who would do such a thing? But before we heap criticism on this young guy, we have to be honest. And let's just think about this. Before I criticize him and say, what the hell were you thinking? I just thought about all the cars I've purchased in my life. I got two houseboats, wave runners, motorcycles, cars. I got an easy $500,000 wrapped up. You can look at me and say, what the hell are you thinking? Oh, yeah, $700 dinner. How many times have you gone to a casino with $700 in your pocket, right? And stopped at a blackjack table or a craps table like I do, or put $100 in a video poker machine. Come on, before you criticize a $700 solo dinner, think about what you've done. I'm confessing to what I've done. There's just like no end to it, okay? When you're talking about entertainment, it's funny money, right? It doesn't mean anything. And especially in Vegas. Money means nothing in Vegas. Okay. Oh, a slice of pizza is only $10. What a deal. It's $15 across the street. Oh, my. So I have to be honest, you know? $700 might have been great. Probably just as good as losing it at the craps table. Maybe a whole lot better. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to recreational gambling and travel, yeah, you got a car that gets 18 miles a gallon and you want to take it on vacation, there's a couple hundred dollars flying out the window depending on where you're going, of course. Come on. Oh, so anyway, no criticism. It's to each his own, isn't it? To each his own. And speaking of to each his own, we're going to go right to waiting for the orchestra to drum up a little drum roll.
He's to the 20. He's to the 25. 30, 35, 40. He's down the sideline. 50. I think he's going to go. He's to the 20, 15, 10, 5.
Yeah, I just had to play that because football season is just around the corner. And the coaches poll, the poll I take the most seriously, not coming from sports writers, it's coming from coaches, has just come out the top 25. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the top five and then ask a major question. And you better ask it too. All right, here we go. So again, this is the coaches poll, the poll that I take the most seriously. Alabama, number one, not a problem. High State, number two, not a problem. Most of the polls have Alabama, Ohio State, and most of the polls think that those two will meet for the national championship. Georgia, defending national champions, three, that's fine. Clemson, a little bit of a question. Number four, questions not about on their elite defense. Remember, University of Pittsburgh beat Clemson last year. And the University of Pittsburgh won the ACC championship game. Hey, it's the offense. Will the Clemson offense be back? And number five, and as a Notre Dame graduate, I'm really proud, they're picked number five. Number five in the country. But if you're a Notre Dame hater, they open up with Ohio State. If they play a great game, I'll be happy, even if they lose. I just don't want them to get blown out. then they'll fall out of the top 25. But if they play a decent game, hey, but what a measuring stick, right? To see if they become an elite power under the new coach, Marcus Freeman. And if they win, they'll jump to number one, maybe number two, but probably number one. What an opportunity for the Fighting Irish. And the strength of the team, also a defensive power, just like Clemson. And add to that, one of the top offensive lines in college football. And that's what gives me some hope that somehow we're going to hang with the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus, Ohio, a night game, opening game. But my major question about the top 25, I'm not going to take the time to review them all now. Just check out Coach's Poll, opening season Coach's Poll, is this. This is the question. Where is Penn State? Penn State is not listed in the top 25. University of Pittsburgh's number 16. Where is Penn State? Why are they not in the top 25? And are they going to have an out-of-the-top 25 year? Well, I don't know, and I can't answer that question. But that's a question I'm asking when I looked at the poll. Where is Penn State? What can we expect from the Nittany Lions this season? And with that, we'll take a little break and come right back for Crabs Talk. Welcome to our popular Crabs Talk segment, and today we're going to discuss something that most players don't play. We're going to be discussing the don't pass line, and this is our 15-6 version of the DPL. I think it's fair to say I begin most of my Crabs games with this DPL 15-6. So I have $15 on the don't pass line, and if a point is established, I put 30 odds on a DPL. I think most pass line players or people who just make place bets just can't comprehend that. Like, you know, my goodness, you got $15 invested and then you put another 30, you got a $45 bet. Okay, but I didn't tell you what else I'm doing at the same time for the come out roll. I'm definitely hopping the Reds for $6, which that, of course, means hopping the sevens for that come out roll. And so if it hits, I would win 26, subtract 15, there's the difference. I'm also putting a dollar on a 12. Yeah, so if a 12 hits, I don't lose anything on a don't pass line because that's a push, and I'll win $30. So I subtract my $6 from the hop the Reds, so I have a $24 win if a 12 hits. And if there's been a lot of 11s happening, I'll put a dollar on the yo, and then if it hits, I'll lose money, but I'll still win 15. I'll lose 21, but, you know, it's better than losing 21 and not getting anything back. So that's what I do. Why do I call it 15-6 instead of 15-7? Because almost always I play hop the Reds. And again, usually I play $1.12, and occasionally I play a $1.12 dollar yo when I'm on 15 on a don't pass line. But I do then put that $30 odds bet. So I think you would appreciate if a 7-out occurs before the point number, you know, so it's 7-out, whatever the point number is, I'm going to win $15 on the don't pass line. And I have to subtract from that whatever action I use, whether I use $6, $7, or $8 action on the come out. So let's discuss what that $30 odds bet pays if a 7-out occurs while it's still up. Well, if it's a 6 or 8 is established point, the $30 would pay $25. If there's a 5 or 9 as the established point, that $30 would pay $20. If there's a 4 or 10, that $30 would pay $15. So here are some of your options. Since you know if there's a 7 out before the point, you're going to win 15 from the don't pass line, and then the odds bet is either going to be 25, 20, or 15. So you have some options. You could use that as a hedge, and you could place the 6 and 8 for $24. You know, come down after one hit. That would certainly pay for your action and then some. Okay? You can go 44 inside just because you have a little bit of a hedge. After $6, you'd pay for most of your action on the first hit. And if you had two hits on that 44, you know, you'd be up $20. You know, the option is to turn your place bets off anytime you want to. You can take the odds on the bet down on the DPL and pick them up and just play over a 7-out for $15, you know, minus the action. You can pick up the Dome Pass line, too, and lock up any profits you made from those place bets. And you can pick up the DPL totally and just play place bets. Keep your place bets working, you know, because you got a long roll going. You got a guy shooting. So maybe you went off for a little bit, then you say, I'm going to get back on. This guy keeps making numbers. There's a long roll in progress. I'm going to tell you also, press those bets. So the 15-6, which is often 15-7, sometimes 15-8, gives you a lot of options as a player, and it keeps you engaged in the game. And if you're new to Craps Talk, if you don't play the Don't Pass line at all, ever, then you're playing craps the same way some people play the piano with one hand. If you really want to appreciate the game of craps, understand how the Don't Pass line works and what you can do from the Don't Pass line to hedge your place bets, or you can make come bets and hedge your come bets. You know, if you're playing the Don't Pass line and your first come bet is a 7-out, you're going to win that come bet and win the pass line and the odds bet too. So you can do it that way. You can make come bets. That's another option I didn't tell you about. So just explore the possibility. You may not like playing the Don't Pass line. Don't play it anymore, but I want you to at least try it. Some of you will say, hey, you know, I'm not going to stand here. There's been four shooters without a point. I'm going to go to the Don't Pass line. If I'm playing pass line craps, after three shooters without a point, I'm going to the Don't Pass line. That's no question. Okay, very short break, and we'll come back for our closing statement. Well, we began the podcast talking about a $700 solo dinner at the Bellagio, and I want to give credit to the coolest, that's the name that he uses in his YouTube videos, the coolest, and he really does give very explicit details of dining and drinking in Las Vegas. So if you prefer upscale dining options and interesting cocktails, I don't think there's a better YouTube video you can watch. Again, it's called The Coolest. I don't want to say the cooler because that's somebody that, you know, puts a chill on a craps table. You know, they used to think that the casino management had coolers. They'd say, hey, hot table, go play. I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's the term from the world of craps, the cooler. But we're talking about the coolest. Also, the digital ticket, the world of digital tickets, really has increased my knowledge of apps, you know, Ticketmaster, StubHub, and the like. It's a new world for me, and until we get inside Allegiant Stadium, I'll probably be nervous about it. But I've also tried to make myself familiar, talk to customer service, what do I do when the tickets arrive, et cetera, et cetera. And they're the ones that told me, you can't print them out. Legion Stadium doesn't want to see that. So we'll definitely be talking about what happens out there when the Fighting Irish go against BYU. And what is a Shamrock Series game? These are Notre Dame home games that they moved to other venues around the country. They played in Yankee Stadium. That was a famous one. They've gone overseas to Ireland to play. They played Navy over there a couple times. And this year they're coming to Allegiant Stadium to play BYU, which last year BYU really had a powerful football team, and they'll probably be very good again. So it's not going to be a pushover game. So the top 25 is out. Take a look at it. I hope your team's on there. The Fighting Irish have a big challenge at Columbus. They could easily fall out of the top 25 if they get their gooses cooked. If they play close game and hold the Buckeyes to a reasonable score, I think it can only help them. They'll get better every game. They have a young coach, new coach, and a relatively talented team. particularly on the offensive line and defensively. The question mark there is, of course, the wide receivers and the quarterback. So it's Drew Pine or Tyler Buchner, and, you know, that's up to the coaches to decide. Our fate's going to be with the coaches. I'm kind of rooting for Tyler, but Drew Pine can do the job too. Both of them are heavily recruited, even by schools like Alabama. If you want to respond positively or negatively to what we say, you can always use our 24/7 voicemail. That's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. And we'll be happy to hear from you, and we'll do our best to get you on the air. And again, consider joining our Facebook group with over 1,000 members now. And it's two words, Casinos USA. All you have to do is answer a couple of questions, you know, basically promising you're not going to stick porno, horrible language, or your own kind of ads on there, especially for Bitcoin. Okay. Not that that's a bad investment, but we're not going to do it, you know, from Casinos USA. All right. We do our best to make our podcast entertaining and informative. We hope that's what you found today. And remember, Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday.